The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Thursday, the 18th of February. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Japan's Naomi Osaka has beaten Serena Williams 6-3, 6-4 to reach the Australian Open women's singles final in Melbourne. It means Williams will have to wait to win a record-equaling 24th Grand Slam crown. Osaka has never lost a Slam final. Later today in the men's singles, Novak Djokovic continues his quest for an 18th Grand Slam title against the Russian qualifier Aslan Karatsev. Now, Manchester City extended their winning run to 17 games in all competitions last night, and with it, their Premier League lead. Second-half goals from Riyad Mahrez and Bernardo Silva saw them win 3-1 away to Everton. City's lead at the top of the table now stands at 10 points. Their manager, Pep Guardiola, is impressed by his side's consistency.
With this spirit, we can continue playing in this way. After, we can lose and we can win. But the fact that we see that in every game we go there to win the game, to try to get the points and good performance, that makes me feel glad, grateful for this group of players.
Burnley manager Sean Dyche says he was protecting Robbie Brady from injury last night. The Republic of Ireland winger came on as a sub in their 1-1 draw with Fulham. However, he was called ashore just 24 minutes later after a poor display that almost saw him red carded. But Dyche says there was a reason for that.
Robbie was on and off through his an ankle. He's been struggling a bit with his Achilles, and I've had to make a call on that one because if he carries on, it gets worse and worse and worse. Then it's not like a week, 10 days. All of a sudden, it's 3-4 weeks, 5 weeks, who knows? It's just really tough. You know, I'm now having to make calls on people whether they can play or not, just trying to protect them, but still trying to get results. So, you know, if you add all that in the mix, then overall it was another point gained and generally a solid performance.
Norwegian Erling Haaland once again showed his quality last night. He has now scored 17 goals in 13 Champions League matches after a brace helped Borussia Dortmund to a 3-2 first leg win away to Sevilla in the last 16. Juventus were twice caught napping, conceding early goals in both halves in a 2-1 defeat at Porto. Three Premier League clubs played the away legs of their Europa League last 32 ties at neutral venues tonight. Manchester United are in Turin to face Real Sociedad. Rome is the venue for Arsenal's meeting with Benfica. Budapest hosts Tottenham's clash with the Austrians of Wolfsburg. Leicester's game away to Slavia Prague actually does take place in the Czech capital, while Rangers are in Belgium to play Antwerp. United manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is not taking Real Sociedad for granted.
They were top of the La Liga for a while. Now they're still in the hunt for Champions League for next year. Got some top players, some very experienced players, some quality players, some young, very good ones. So we have to play at a high level to get a result.
It's reported Keith Earls has been offered a new one-year deal with Munster and the IRFU. The Irish Times claim captain Johnny Sexton and his Leinster teammate Keane Healy are also set to agree fresh one-year contracts. Peter O'Mahony, CJ Stander, Ian Henderson and Tyke Furlong are believed to be close to finalising negotiations around two-year deals. In golf, having recovered from COVID-19, Paul de Carrington tees off at the Genesis Invitational on the PGA Tour in California later. The European Ryder Cup captain is joined in the field by Rory McIlroy. And here's how Harrington occupied himself in his hotel room.
Somebody sent me on an 80s nostalgia WhatsApp, you know, of 4 minutes of TV programmes from the 80s. And wow, did I go down the rabbit hole. Like I honestly watched every number one video from the 80s that was on YouTube. So from the US and from, the UK charts as we would. So like I watched like, and all the old shows and things like that. I found that more interesting. But I struggled to get back into, I haven't completed one season of anything since that day, to be honest, since I did the first two seasons of my Dunbar, the only two seasons. So it's kind of been a bit of this and a bit of that, a few movies.
There's a 7-race card at Clonmel later, the first off there at 1:45. Now, coming up on OTB AM with Owen Sheehan and Shane Hannan from 7:30, we're speaking to Mike Quirk, Daniel Harris, Sue Murphy and Tom Malone. Then tonight we'll chat to John Giles and Louise Quinn. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That's your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.